Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian police pulled three children near death from dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrians and South Asian refugees Saturday. That happened near the German border. Meanwhile, four men suspected of involvement in the deaths of 71 migrants found in a truck on Thursday in Austria were ordered to be held by a Hungarian court. Di Ahmed is a migrant from Syria.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car, and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested of suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean, officials saying 200 people may have drowned. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrike as part of a U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkey agreed last month to take on more of an active role in the fight against the Islamic State militants. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Western governments and rights organizations were quick to criticize the verdicts, with the U.S. State Department urging the Egyptian government to take, in its words, all available measures to redress the decision. A verdict was originally expected earlier this month, but the court repeatedly delayed the proceedings since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bayer Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest were arrested. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters flooding the streets of Beirut late on Saturday as a demonstration against poor garbage collection expanded into demands that Lebanon's long-standing political class step down from power. Thousands poured into a major square in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags, shouting anti-government slogans. Solidarity protests were also held in Britain and in Germany. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect on Saturday in connection with the bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications and documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey, but as VOA Steve Herman reports, there is no official word on the country of origin for the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
That is VOA Steve Herman in Bangkok. This is the first big breakthrough since the August 17th blast at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok killed people from Thailand, from China, Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. More than 100 people of numerous nationalities were left wounded from that bombing. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has arrived in Islamabad on a previously unannounced visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials, who asked not to be identified, told VOA that Rice will meet with the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and Pakistan's military chief later today. U.S. State Department said the talks are expected to focus on areas of mutual interest and areas of mutual concern. Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents marked the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. The many residents of the city's rebuilt Lower Ninth Ward, which was devastated by Katrina, marched in a parade and listened to speakers describe the catastrophe and its aftermath. Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than a million displaced, 100,000 homes destroyed all along the southern U.S. coast when it came ashore on August the 29th, 2005. And Tropical Storm Erica has weakened over Cuba after bringing death and destruction in the Caribbean to the islands of Dominica and Haiti.
That's the latest world news from VOA.